Well, let's look at another big story this morning. Very significant ruling out of a district court in California. The judge there ruled that the Pentagon's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is unconstitutional. U.S. District Court Judge Virginia Phillips wrote an 86-page opinion, says the policy does not preserve military readiness, contrary to what the Justice Department attorneys and many supporters have argued. The judge says evidence also shows the policy is, in fact, had a direct and deleterious effect on the armed services. Joining us now is an active duty service member that we spoke to in May of this year. A Senate committee vote allowing the Pentagon to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that's when we spoke to you the first time. A Coast Guard pilot with 10 years of military service, been serving in the armed forces, but unable to publicly reveal his sexual orientation. Good morning.
So listen, John, good morning. Thank you for having me back.
So in light of this ruling, how would you feel about walking up to your commanding officer and revealing that you are gay?
Well, unfortunately, although this is a tremendous victory that a lot of people have worked a very long time to get, the policy still remains in effect. And there's still a long battle ahead of us that we will need to fight. So with that in regards, I don't have the option right now of walking up and expressing myself to anyone, unfortunately.
But if Judge Phillips puts an injunction in place, there's nothing anyone can do against you.
That is correct. However, I'm bound by the UCMJ, which is my rule book, so to speak.
But the court says, in fact, it's not. The Constitution is actually a higher law.
You are correct. You are correct. And like I said, this is a great victory for us, but there still is a significant battle ahead to deal with the appeals that may come down. And we're all anxiously watching the Senate right now with their decision, hopefully, with regards to Don't Ask, Don't Tell later this month.
I wanted to play you a comment from retired Army Colonel David Beatty. We spoke to him earlier this morning. He thinks Don't Ask, Don't Tell is actually necessary for the armed forces, and he talked to us about why he thought the judge made this ruling.
The military culture in and of itself is quite different than the culture that most judges live in. And although a judge can certainly understand that, I think that it's not something that is a matter of second nature.
He's saying that there are some things that civilian judges simply cannot rule on because they don't understand the way the military works. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I would in no way wish to discredit the colonel's 30 years of honorable service to this country. However, what I would like to express to him is that that culture or his service to the country over those 30 years may in fact be a weakness. You know, those 30 years encompass a significant cultural and attitude change in this country, and I feel that soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, and Coast Guardsmen of this country's armed forces, I think you should give them a little more credit with regards to what they are able to undertake when it comes to different cultures with regards to the military and civilian life.
We also had Jeffrey Rosen on. He's a George Washington University Law School professor, and he was explaining to us the ins and outs of this law. And I asked him about to explain the ways in which the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy violates the Fifth Amendment. This is what he said.
The Fifth Amendment right that the court recognized in the Lawrence case said that people have a fundamental right of autonomy to define themselves. And in past cases, the court had said, when the military is involved, you just defer and take their word for whatever they're saying. But the court said, now in light of Lawrence, this right to autonomy is a fundamental right, and it can't be trumped by the military. And the military has no special expertise about what is necessary for unit cohesion and so forth because of this basic right to autonomy.
What do you think? Do you think that this is just another ruling that's kind of eroding the special treatment of the military?
Well, I don't know if I would use the word eroding, but I think that this decision certainly bears light with regards to the forward movement of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Like I said earlier, we still have an uphill battle.
But wait a minute. Let me think. I'm listening to your voice.
Sure.
The Constitution protects you. Everything about this decision says you are protected. What are you afraid of about coming out?
Because right now, I serve the military. I serve in the armed forces.
They can't touch you.
Well, that may be true, John, and you have a very valid point. However, when I put my hand in the air and I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution, I also gave up some of my rights, and I chose, or I didn't choose, but because of that, I am bound not only by the Constitution, but also by the UCMJ, which is the book that...
The Code of Military Justice.
But, you know, in listening to you talk about this dilemma. I mean, I can feel you on the horns of that dilemma. I don't think the difficulty, the dilemma of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy for active gay members has ever been so vividly characterized as what you just said right there.
You are correct. You are correct. And I am not the only one. There are countless others who feel the same way. And while this is indeed a victory, until we get the full green light from both sides, both the Constitution and the UCMJ, I think I'm going to have to be just a little cautious, as always, as we all do.
Really? Even if the Supreme Court weighs in?
Even if the Supreme Court weighs in, yes. Yes, I will be.
Okay, then we are speaking to a Course Guard pilot with 10 years of military service, an anonymous active duty service member that is currently serving in the military, unable to publicly reveal his sexual orientation. Thank you so much.
You bet, John Celeste. Thank you for your time.
Wow. Well, that's a lot to think about there. We've been talking from many different sides on this issue throughout the morning. You can catch them all by heading to our site, thetakeaway.org. You can leave a comment at the website. You can also call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And as you heard from that interview, you don't have to use...
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.